USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The ground was shaking early morning on Saturday in San Francisco. KCBS reporter Susan Lee Taylor felt the quake.
I felt an initial just little bump followed by a much harder jolt. And it is amazing how quickly your mind works, because just in those few seconds, I had enough time to think, I hope that's it. I hope there's not more to come.
It was a magnitude 3.6 quake. No reports of any injuries or damage. Subways and trains are closed in Hong Kong after yet another day of violent protests. Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, says the riding is a very dark day and that everyone is worried and scared. Bobby Lug is a protest organizer.
A lot of people feel that they cannot see the dawn of tomorrow's morning, and that is so desperate and so hopeless.
Most of the protesters are wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest jobs report shows unemployment has fell to a half-century low. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Non-farm employers adding approximately 136,000 jobs last month as compared to the 145,000 analysts were expecting. The September number is also well below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs for August. However, the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a great pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
There's some really big pumpkins out there this year. WBZ-TV reporter Mike LaCrosse says there's actually a lot of them at the Tottsfield Fair Pumpkin Contest in Massachusetts.
These won't fit on your front steps.
Got it?
And it takes some heavy equipment to move them.
2,150!
The New England Giant Pumpkin weigh off at the Tottsfield Fair tops off months of hard work.
This is a great feeling. You feel accomplished.
The fair was founded in 1818. The annual event bills itself as America's oldest county fair, and it features carnival rides, livestock, and, of course, world-class gigantic pumpkins. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.